This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Welcome back to the Lads Podcast, where we're all about the big engines, the big yarns, and even bigger adventures.
And speaking of adventures, a massive shout out to Jai and Brendan at Black Cat Civil. Without them, none of this would be possible.
That's right. Thanks to Black Cat Civil, we had the unreal opportunity to capture our 2025 Tats Fink Desert Race, and mate, what a ride.
Absolute chaos in the best way. We also teamed up with the legends at Peak Productions to capture the whole experience. From the racetrack, in the pits, behind the scenes, pretty much all the highs and lows of racing.
Yeah, that's right, Stiffy. And now we've got a three-part series coming live for our subscribers over on Patreon. So if you want to see the dust, the dramas, and a few too many questionable decisions, jump over there and check it out.
You will definitely feel like you are riding shotgun with us. So jump onto our Facebook or Instagram page to find the Patreon platform link in our bio.
So again, a massive thanks to Black Cat Civil and Noel from Peak Productions for making this all happen. Rightio, let's get into today's episode.
Yo!
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, girl.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Lads Podcast. We're here to fucking pepper your ears and have a few tins.
Fucking oath we are. Welcome back, Barney, to the fucking Lads Podcast studio. Dude, are you all right? Are you right?
Yeah, I've been smacked already.
Hey, Pinky, how are you going?
You're on a bad self. Yeah, good, thanks.
That's right. And Noel from Peak Productions. Back in
AKA
the fucking
is Baby Boy.
Studio!
Baby Boy, new nickname, new me.
What are we smacking today, lads?
Mate, we've got a bit of a mixed basket here. So you go first. You got a Brookvale Union. What do you got? I don't talk about it. Nice chat. Good.
Good, thanks.
Yep. Okay, I've got a cup of tea.
Oh, I got a campfire in a can.
A one-handed crack.
Yeah, well, that's because he's got to hold his fucking mic in his headset. Buttons together, mate. Well, nothing but pros here.
Professional.
What about you, Pinky?
Just
what are you
a vodka
got?
Red soda.
Me and Pinky in the same boat.
Hey, the old fucking red cordials.
Oh, nice crack there, fire bruh. Cracks.
I've been on fire this afternoon.
So, welcome to the studio, lads. Happy fucking hump day. It is Wednesday, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is, so. Yeah,
Pinky, are you finished for the year?
I'm done.
Get fucked. I saw that video this morning.
Yeah, still 7:40 on my watch.
So, I'll tell you what, she's a little one, too. I thought you'd do a big one. So.
No,
What about the watch?
I'm not talking about watch.
What about the watch? Yeah. Oh, it's small.
I was going to redo it for the potty, but I was like, I should be right. Mm.
Should be right.
I'll redo it tomorrow morning.
You got plenty of time up your sleeve.
So. 3 weeks of it. Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you finished yet, Noah?
Mate, I've been kind of half finished about half a start of this week, really. It's been quite nice. I had two jobs on like two shoots this week, and then obviously editing, but both of them got canned, so I was like, okay.
Oh,
so you're just
well, nothing
relaxing.
I can do about it. So yeah, then I'm just chilling.
So how did you get that hickey again? Is it a hickey?
Yeah,
it's definitely a hickey.
Nah, I wish it was Barney's.
Looks
but
like
it's
a seatbelt, fucking like if you're gonna crash.
It was. We were doing. I was playing with the Redbacks last night. Jimboomba Redbacks AFL, by the way, for anyone who's not local. And I think it was just from a tackle probably or something like that.
Yeah, right.
Probably messed that fucker up
though. How do you rate your was this first game back?
No, this is just pre-season stuff.
But first
training stuff session. Back. Yeah, it's been good. Like I had about 3 years off. So I haven't played for 3 years, but
looks like you haven't played for 3 years either.
Well, I don't know if you can see my shirt.
Oh, what's it say? Oh, DILF. What does it say? Damn, I love footy.
Yeah. So I love footy.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be playing it again. And
so what are you doing? Your front row now or what?
Nah, that's your fucking wrong sport.
Well, I'm just looking at the size of you and just going, fucking this guy's front row now. And ain't he?
Yeah. Nah, I love ripping it. I love ripping in. But there's a few people last night that tried putting a few bumps on me. And they're like, fuck, you're a big fucker.
You're a big boy.
Yeah. But nah, I missed it so much. That's what I decided. You know, maybe I should just see if I love it still. And
so what grade are you going to play in?
I'll be seniors.
Seniors?
Yeah, I'm not one fucking...
21. You're 21 and you're in seniors.
Yeah, well, I got to. Yeah. I'd have to be playing seniors. Yeah.
But I'm going to come down and cheer you on.
Does that mean you can have a can at half-time?
Yeah, well, and the good thing about this cult, like, because I come from Div 1 footy, right? So, like, Div 1 footy's all this fucking... You know, you got to train hard, you know, you got to fucking watch what you're eating. And then, so far, well, I've had 4 training sessions with the Redbacks, and, like, every training session, there's a fucking carton of piss after training.
KFC.
We had pizza last night after training. I'm like, sweet. So we're burning it off and putting it right back on. But their culture there is great. Like, they've got such good culture, which I was really impressed about because – those Div 1 teams kind of forget about that. They're all about winning.
Yeah.
But these ones are more about just having fun and ripping in and, you know.
Yeah. It's more Reggie side, isn't it?
Like, it is very Reggie.
Reggie orientated.
I'm loving it. So, hopefully I'll be fucking
right. Oh, we're going to come down and cheer you on. I'm going to be one of those mothers on the side of it. Leave him up. I'm alone.
You're going to frock up for
100%
it?
I am, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be yelling at you.
I'll hold you to that. I'll hold you to that.
Yeah, I'm coming to watch it for sure, right. Mate. For sure.
I'll fucking put it all on the socials.
I wouldn't miss my baby boy's first game again.
When is first game then? We're talking next year, but...
I think they will... So their season, because they're a Div 3 side, their season's shorter. So I think they start in April... I think maybe. Yep. What's after February? Is it April?
Yep.
Yeah.
There's March.
Of course it is, mate.
Had a few hits.
That campfire's already got you.
Well, it's a double. I didn't realise it's a double. Yeah. But campfire's so yummy. It's hard to
what were those things we were drinking last week?
I just tipped them out, actually. Oh, not tipped them out. I just got rid of them.
Mate, they...
Montesuto.
Oh, the great ones that I got.
Yeah. They fucked me up.
Yeah, I was a bit dusty the next morning.
Yeah, it wasn't dusty, but apparently the missus came home and she said she tried to give me a cuddle and she had to lift her arm up over and make me cuddle her.
I was digging boomerangs for the first hour.
I just lost half my ears.
Did you?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Did you?
Oh, that's just frustrating now. Now I'm in the same boat as you.
No, I'm all good. Look, I'm doing this. Little fucking.
You want the tape?
Look at this, mate. That's quality.
I'll keep going. I'm trying to fix my ears.
Yeah, right. So,
just fix your ears. Press pause.
Oh, I'll keep yarning. Yeah. So, Barney, are you finishing up? When did you say?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's my last day. So, I've got another 4 o'clock start tomorrow morning. And, big day. And that's it.
Is it a full day?
I'm hoping not. But, if you go into it thinking you're only going to do a half day, are you going to get really sad around lunchtime? Because, there's another job that comes in. So, all I can do is go into the day just going, thinking it's a Friday. I'm going to be off fucking after that and,
Yeah, that's like start of this week. I'm like, we've got the whole week to go. And then come Tuesday and the supervisor's like, nah, she'll be pulled up Wednesday morning.
That's because they put you in that other machine, isn't it?
Yeah, the Ferrari.
Yeah, she got done.
Just dominating
it. Yeah, just smashing shit out.
Have you been dominating? Oh, man, that sucks. Have you been dominating?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dominating the dirt.
Just eating meters for fun.
DTD.
Yep.
DTD.
Yeah.
How's your headset working all right,
Ben? Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, mine is too, thanks.
I've got my toothpick on the button.
Might have to just wing this one fucking with no earphones. You know when you get that disorientated when you get fucking, what's that, vertigo? Couldn't think of it. Vertigo?
Yeah.
That's when one is working, one, not both. It sounds messed up in my head.
Maybe give me a go at those because maybe that's been my whole problem the whole podcast.
Well, if I get yours, it's not coming back.
Well, you're not having
okay.
It.
Yeah.
I'm just going to blame the headsets, not me. So,
start off real well.
So, how's your week been, Stiffy?
Mate, I'm still... Oh, there we go. I'm on. It was this one.
Yeah. What a great start.
That one goes, look, I'll tell you what, we're not even going to fucking apologise.
That one goes to the camera.
Using it fucked.
So, I have no idea how that works. But anyway, I'm back. I'm back, guys. Fuck yeah.
He's back.
All right. Sorry
fuck
about that.
My life.
Yeah. Mate, I'm still... That's so much better when you can hear yourself. my world, it's cracking. It's cracking. I'm still full steam ahead. I've still got a week to go because I don't finish till next Wednesday.
A week.
Boo.
Yeah, Christmas Eve.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
But next week I'm planning on just having lots of drinks at not the work. Yeah. Anyway, it's good. No, it's good. I've only got 2 days to go.
So don't bring.
But I'm going to be there next week. No. I'm actually, having a spring summer clean. I need to declutter. Need to declutter. I'm doing some gardening, some mowing. So when I lock that fucker up for like a week or so, and then come back, it's like all pretty and.
Is that at the workshop?
Yeah.
Do you need a hand?
I'll put your hand on this. Yeah. So, good.
I ask him if he needs a hand all the time when I've got nothing on. And really? He goes, no, I'm good, thanks.
Yeah.
Yep, just don't come around. Don't touch anything. Don't look at it.
Because I'll passion fingers over here. Fucking everything you touch gets fucked.
Yeah. It's fucked. And I'll tell you what, it's working well for me too.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, how was your weekend, guys? Good. How was our weekend?
Our weekend was awesome.
It was good, wasn't it?
What did we? I can't even remember the
weekend.
Yeah,
we went to the we emceed the Burning.
Oh, that's
the
right. Yeah.
You were there.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, I remember now.
Mate, you did knock off at 7:45 this morning.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah, she's been a long afternoon. Been
big day.
So shout out to Burnham Rural Fire Brigade. They put on a fucking stonker.
They did.
Of an event. And it just amazes me that they do it all off the back of their own efforts and there's no real financial support except for, of course, there's the raffles and then there's the donations. But that whole setup, which we'll have a yarn tomorrow night, we're going to drop an episode in a couple of weeks with Jesse, who organised the whole lot.
Yep.
But just as a overview, the fuck, it was amazing.
Yeah, it was good, eh?
Yeah.
The amount of people that turned up, just the community. And like this place is not... It's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, well, that's right.
And people are just rocking up all night. So there was a constant flow of people turning up and leaving. And
heaps of kids, which was good to see.
Yeah. Santa came.
Yeah. She even snowed in Burnham.
It did.
There was, lots of snow there. Yeah, so it was really good. So
did Santa have his... Yeah, he did. He had a big red sack.
Whoa.
Did you see it?
Whoa. Are we talking about Christmas?
He had a big sack. He did.
Well, he only comes once a year.
Yeah.
Did ya?
There's no kids listening, obviously. That's great.
Yeah. I hope there's no
Santa.
Kids
that Santa was actually a professional Santa.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that might have been the real Santa.
It was the real Santa.
It was the real Santa, yeah. Was,
and they did with the whole, they had the North Pole set up. They had that little studio air con so Santa could go in, get photos, the kiddies. It was amazing. Was it? Fucking hello. It was amazing. They did an awesome event.
Yep.
They did. So
they certainly did.
Congratulations. And I hope they, keep
doing it. And thanks for inviting us. So I had a great time. I reckon we made them a lot less nervous because I didn't swear once.
Dude, that was...
Yeah, you done a good job.
No swearing.
That was one of my... Actually, you know what was my biggest fear was you continually saying my nickname, like Stiffy.
Yeah, and I only done it once.
No, there was a couple.
There was,
I reckon I counted four or five.
Yeah, well, you need to get a clean nickname like Barney.
Because all the kids are like...
No one fuck that up.
He said Stiffy.
that was one thing I noticed, because I didn't end up going in the end. But when I was listening to all the stories, and there was one story of you guys like reviewing the food vans, and that's the first thing I... thought of when I heard it because he's like, oh, what do you think of this, Stiffy?
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah. He started already.
Yeah. But we were good with the swearing. There was not one swear word.
No swear words.
Because it was read the room. Like when you're around the kids, you just don't swear. When you're around the women and the public, you just, It was fucking awesome.
And it was fucking awesome.
Fucking awesome.
And we had two lost kids.
And a phone.
And a phone.
Yeah.
And a handbag. And a wallet.
Yeah.
No one found the wallet though, did they?
I don't know.
Yeah, no one handed the wallet in. But yeah, so.
Oh, yeah. No,
they handed
no one.
Both yep. the kids back in because who wants them?
Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah.
Straight off.
And the handbag and that, was right where
that,
she left it.
Yeah, and that wallet's mine.
Yeah.
What about the phone? You'd go on the. Going yeah, with got, the phone
yeah,
for a
the
while.
Phone, yeah, the phone come back. So it was, yeah, some young kid's phone that handed that back in and he was very happy. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
So, no, real, well done. Awesome.
Are they doing it again next year?
I guess we'll have a chat with Jesse
yeah,
tomorrow
so
night.
Jesse will be on tomorrow night. So that'll yep. drop in obviously a week yeah. or so. But, yeah, he'll
Fill us in.
Yeah, he's, mate, such a hard worker. Those blokes... We'll talk about more on that show tomorrow night.
Correct,
so,
yeah.
So we'll leave that alone. But
yep.
Baby boy, what have you been up to?
Oh, what the fuck? Well, everyone just saw that.
Over
bit,
to you.
A bit mysterious. A lot of prospecting in the last couple of months. Like, because obviously, I can't remember the last time I was on, but I don't think I may have just gone full time. With it.
Yep.
So obviously for anyone who doesn't know, I do the videography and all that kind of shit. And now it is my full-time career, so I'm living off of it, barely.
Barely.
but I'm living off of it.
Yep.
But yeah, at the moment it's been kind of in this, like, in this weird, I don't know, middle ground of trying to figure out what I want to do in terms of, because like I've had the lucky enough experience to do so many different types of videoing yep. and whatnot. And figure out what I really want to market to businesses and what I find like more profitable in a way to actually keep going with.
Yep.
And that's what like these last couple of months has been. And then now I've got a business coach on board and everything like that. So taking it a bit more seriously in that regard and, you know, really honing in on my networking skills. And
mate,
you know,
you're 21.
Mm.
That's all I can say, mate. You are kicking
22,
goals.
22.
22.
I'm getting older.
Oh, mad well, invite. Yeah. Thanks. yeah, but like you're 22, like some of the golds that you've done, like buddy, the Alpha Blokes, you've done quite a bit of a lot of stuff with those guys, haven't you?
Yeah.
So you're kicking golds already, man. Like fucking
yeah,
hats
massive.
Off to you. You, I'm looking forward to seeing what you're doing in the next few years.
Mm. Oh, well, I appreciate that. Yeah. Like it's definitely a cool thing. I'm very, in a way, I'm not hard on myself, but I am hard on myself in terms of what goals and what I want to achieve.
Yeah.
But yeah, the main thing for me is obviously being financially set up for more having a family and more thinking in that regards. So that's why my niche that I've kind of narrowed it down to is more like construction, real estate, and all that. Obviously, where my grassroots come from, being originally a carpenter and everything like that. And I find that's a good sales point in terms of, you know, marketing that towards trades, and I can relate to them a lot more than some soft cock that's only held a camera his whole life.
Yeah, exactly.
Excuse you. Geez.
No, you're right.
But yeah, I mean, so Steve. It's been a cool journey, but it's cool coming into a new year now of going, okay, lock in, bud. Like, you know, you got a full year.
Yeah, you're going to put the Crocs on and you're going to put the fucking sports mode
yeah,
and just
right.
fucking
just
punch it.
Punch it. Mm. But yeah. No, I'm looking forward to it. It's been a journey already. We know we love that word.
Yeah. The journey.
The journey. But no, I'm looking forward to the rest of the journey now.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. It's going to be a good journey.
I guess you can look at it in a way like 2025, right? If you go back to 2024, you were working as an apprentice carpenter doing Peak Productions as a side hustle, as a side gig, building that up. So 2025, big tick is you're now officially Peak Productions, right?
Yeah.
So as a looking from 2024 to 2025, that's a massive goal, as in you've done it. You're now
100%.
You're now self-employed. You're now running your own business, your own company. And, you know, 2026, 2027, whatever those little goals are along the way, and we've all got little goals, but the big picture is, hey, you went from working for someone to working for yourself, and 2025, that's and making a living out of it. So that's a fucking great accomplishment.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Yeah, and you're exactly right in terms of that, you know, everyone, I always forget of that bigger picture, right? Everyone always, once you achieve a goal, you go, all right, what's the next fucking thing, right?
Yep.
But that's one thing I don't do enough is I don't step back and go, okay,
yeah,
let's have a look
I've at achieved
what
something.
I've achieved.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you have achieved.
In the time frame. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean. Like, a year goes like that, but then when you look back in that year and you go, shit, was that this year? Mm. You know what I mean? You don't realise how much you actually have achieved in 1 year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty cool. But and it's good, obviously, you've always been a part of it. And, you know, hearing stuff like that makes you...
Yeah.
Makes you think, you know, rather than...
And like you've been places, like you went to Alice Springs with us. Yeah, you went to Darwin with the Alpha Blokes. Like, that's just to mention too. And then you've been around Southeast Queensland with Builders and Chippies and rah, rah. But, you know, those things come at a cost too. Like, they what are you guys laughing at?
He just winked at me.
Oh, fucking hell. Sakes.
He gave me that look again.
Fuck yeah. I was just looking at it. I was just Jesus Christ.
Barney Shorts.
He got way too close.
In the Alice Springs trip?
Yeah. That's what I mean, right?
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Flashbacks. You know,
I'll tell you what.
That's the one thing I love.
The three of us in a car for 6 days, three there, three back.
No, that was pushing.
There was you know.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey, you know that TV series Love Boat, where they're on a fucking boat?
I was thinking more fucking National Lampoon's fucking
vacations. Because there was fucking love in that backseat. You two were just fucking...
Well, that's how baby
there was
boy.
Only one person in the backseat.
Yeah, so. One stage there was two. Never. There was.
Oh, there was actually, yeah.
Actually, no, one stage. I did actually, there was fucking two in the front seat. In the front.
Yeah. I'm going to put my hand up for that. Yeah. So, yeah, that was... Well, I did say, don't make me fucking come back there. Didn't I?
That was on you.
Don't
make that. What's the rest of that saying? Don't make me
come... Don't make me come over there and...
It's got to go on a shirt, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, don't it? Yeah,
fucking love it.
We need to do that. So that's a goal for fucking 2026.
What? To pull you off?
No, to get a fucking shirt.
I'm going
to
come in there and pull you off.
New merch.
Yeah. New merch. So.
Yeah. That's good. That's, you know, all jokes aside, mate, well done, because your 2025 has gotten you to a point where you wanted to be. Self-employed, working peak, and growing peak. And that's what you're doing.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Looking forward to seeing where it takes you and sort of being involved with you in the next year and that as well too. So
absolutely. Yeah, 100%. And of course, you've done us massive favors with, you know, being a sponsor of this podcast, helping us out with not only just setting us up, but also with our vlogging. And we've done three vlogs, but there's five episodes.
Yeah.
Just a short note, our latest vlog is up on Patreon now. So anyone that's a Patreon listener, you would have got an email saying that it's up.
Yep.
Now, our latest vlog is a shooting, clay shooting thing. Now, with what's going on in the world, especially down with Bondi, the shooting that's going on, I haven't dropped our trailer for it simply out of respect of what the fuck's going on in the world. I don't want to get too much into that political fucking bullshit, but me dropping a trailer of us shooting shotguns, having fun, isn't the time to drop the trailer. No. But I just want to give everyone that's listening, we have done our latest vlog, which you, captured, you produced, you edited, the whole lot for us. You do an amazing job for us. And it's up online. It's now released. It's a fucking funny thing to watch. Anyone that wants to jump on our Patreon platform, just click our bio. You'll be able to go straight into it.
Yep.
The actual trailer, that's pretty funny as well. I might just give it a few weeks for the things to settle down.
That's a great call.
And just then we'll put it out. So
And feel sorry for everyone that's involved in that, like police, any first responders, anyone that was there. Yeah, like, what do you say?
Yeah, our hearts go out to the people that are affected. But I just thought I'd touch on our latest vlog is a shooting one. And it's just a tricky time to,
a very unlucky time.
Promote it. What I'm trying to say is trying to promote a shooting vlog isn't the right time to do it. So anyone that's a Patreon listener or Patreon viewer, I should say, it's up. You've probably already watched it already. If you haven't, go have a watch.
I'm actually going to say something. It's probably actually a perfect time to do it because it shows you responsible uses of guns. And guns don't kill people.
No, people do.
People do. So it's and as a gun owner and stuff like that, like just this sort of stuff actually, yeah, it starts. Yeah, yeah.
It's the same as knives. It's the same as cars and
this
vehicles.
Is not a political.
Cars
podcast,
don't kill people. Yeah. People kill people.
Yeah, well,
yeah. But anyway,
we'll say no more.
Yeah, that's a go. So I just wanted to, thank you for your efforts that you put into the lads this year, because even coming away with us to Alice Springs, that was a massive chunk out of your month. Like, that was nearly 2 weeks of your life.
Yeah.
That you came out in the desert.
I loved every bit of it.
So did you have to see a therapist or anything like that, or no?
No. Well, no therapist? I did get a Facebook invite to something that you were sending me, a little one-on-one session or something. You were trying to pull me back in for I can't remember what you called it, but I was a bit worried, so I ended up pulling the plug on it.
Yeah, I was wondering why you didn't respond, but yeah. Anyway,
there's that look again. I'm getting worried.
Yeah,
maybe me and Pinky should swap seats.
Well, nah, I'm right. After the show,
that's the first time you've been scared. Hey, it's only because we're recording, isn't it?
Barney, has Noah been in the rapey van yet?
Yeah,
he has with Jake.
On the shooting block. Yeah. I was going to say.
Hiding. Yeah, well, have you mentioned what we found in the rapey van?
No.
Other than the duct tape.
Well, when me and Jake had hopped in, and obviously
it's Jake and I.
Hopped in the van. We, in the front cup holder, like obviously we were, sitting there. But in the front cup holder is literally a bottle of moisturiser.
Mm.
Just sitting there. And then as we pulled up back to the shoot where we were shooting.
I've not used that again since then too, by the way.
Awesome. And then we asked your lovely missus.
Natalie.
Oh, what's that bottle of moisturiser used for? And she goes, all sorts of shit. And she says, you want to see the bottle of lube? And then pulls out a bottle of lube in the back of your fucking.
There
van.
Actually was, yeah. So, and look, I'm not embarrassed by it.
Was that from the Bowen trip?
Yeah.
You dirty dog.
Yeah. Well,
you're not a dirty dog. You're actually a good dog.
Well, things need lubing. You never know. Like, you just.
Oh.
You'd rather be looking at it than go and look for it.
Where is it? Yeah. Absolutely.
And where was that bottle of lube?
Right next to the bed.
Was it?
Right where you left it.
Next to the chloroform.
Yeah.
Righto. Okay, so Pinky.
Yeah.
Mate, how's the cooking going?
It's been a bit quiet. I've got a few videos there and ready to go, but I just can't be bothered editing them. Young fella's done an onion boil thing, which is viral TikTok
thing. It has
thing
gotten a bit
on.
Crazy, the old onion boil.
Yeah, yep. So it's I've got all the videos there. I just haven't put them all together and done it properly yet. So.
But being you've got some time up your sleeve, it's like it's only 7:45.
Yeah.
So you've got plenty of time up there. So what's your Christmas bring? Talk us through now you're not working.
Well, I did a bit of picking on Marketplace this afternoon and I picked up a Buck Hunter arcade game thing. So that's got a fair workout this afternoon and probably going to, fair workout over the 3 weeks over Christmas.
Yeah,
But I don't know. Just
are you going away? Are you doing anything crazy?
No, not too crazy. It's just day by day.
Yeah, okay.
Might go down to Dad Kissing Country for a couple of days and take the clay thrower and all that. And go down to a mate's property and go to town down there. But day by day and see how it goes. That's about it.
Yep.
Nice.
That's good.
What about you, Noah? What are you doing over Chrissy?
Going hunting for a couple of days up at Tari on my sister's partner's cousin's joint.
Jesus.
Nigel. Yeah, I know Nigel. Yeah.
Yeah, so they've got a bit of a pest problem, we'll put it like that.
Yep.
They need some help, so that's why we're going to go give them a hand for a couple of days, which would be pretty good.
Need a hand?
Mad invite.
I don't want to push the boundaries because I want to probably use this joint for my Bucks party too, so I'm kind of like, let's have a little scouting. The invite might come for that. You don't know that yet, Bull.
I'm going to the wedding one way or another. I'm going to be
What are
there.
You going to be the bar? What did you say? Barmaid.
Yeah, barman.
Barmaid.
Maid. Man. Man.
Okay.
Maid. In a bikini.
Yeah.
In a bikini. Or the pedal girl.
Pedal girl. Love that.
Walk down there and sort of chuck pedals or hand beers out. So.
Yeah, we'll find something for you to do. 100%. But other than that, just kind of taking it each day by day, having no real, I say that and fucking every day has basically got a plan, doesn't it? But, trying to go to Toowoomba and see a couple of my mates in Toowoomba and whatnot like that and probably help one of them build his shed. Just kind of tinker around. I'll probably start going doing some more shoots and stuff. I've got a couple that I need to book in early Jan, like before everyone kind of gets back on the 12th or the 13th or whatever, everyone's kind of going back.
Yep.
Some other little shoots I need to get done. Yeah, that's about it, really. Nothing much.
Nice.
What are you doing? You riding or something?
Mate, the same, mate. It's I have actually no plans at all. I've got nothing booked in other than probably trying to get some of the stuff done around the house that I haven't done all year because we've been so busy. Yeah.
What about Dado?
I was about to say, how's
yeah,
Dado?
Yeah, look.
The oil leak was the last thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, I've actually sent it. Nah, anyway.
Yeah, okay.
The next question.
Right, move
yeah,
on.
No, I thought that thing was
there,
working.
There will be. So, yeah, it was drivable and, yeah, now it's not. Anyway.
Shit mechanic
through
or something.
The nose, out through the mouth. Yeah, so Stiffy's actually going to come around and help me fucking fix it over
mate,
there.
Mate, I won't be around. I'm going.
You're gone.
I'm fucking
gone. But yeah, no, so most of the people I've actually spoke to on all the work sites and that are, no one's going away. No one's doing anything. They're just, everyone's saying we're just going to relax. We're going to enjoy the week, the couple of weeks off that they've got. So, and which is good. Everyone needs that.
Have you got any advice for people that are going to stay at home?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And, you know, get messed up around that sort of
yeah, don't period. Drink before 10.
A.M.? P.M.?
A.M.
A.M.
A.M. Yeah, so.
Get
before
out
10, don't drink.
Right. Six P's.
So that story you put up the other day of you making that little cum shot of a shot with the tomato juice
the
and the
tomato juice, yeah.
Drinking with Barney.
Yeah, that was at like 11:45 a.m.
Bullshit. I swear to God.
It was 6 a.m.
Look, so I showed my missus and I said, have a look at this fucking dickhead. This look what he's making. And she's like, oh, he's drinking a bit early. Is he an alcoholic?
Yeah, he is. Alcoholic That's is such a bad word.
Yeah, what do
so,
you call it?
Well, I call myself a drunk. So alcoholics go to meetings and drunks go to parties. I go to parties. So I'm going to give you the heads up. That vodka shot was actually water.
Shut up.
Bullshit.
Shut
it
up.
It was so.
You can't
It was
so. Please.
It was. It was water. So, but I did actually have a fail. I actually didn't give that one first because I got those oysters off the Muddy Man.
Yeah.
And these things are big. They're about yay big. Like big oysters. So I've got the tomato juice and I've popped it in, then dropped the oyster and all the tomato juice has gone everywhere because it's just replaced the tomato juice and the vodka.
Yeah.
I had to get little oysters and, go from there.
Yeah.
But I do like oysters.
You should have just got a bigger cup.
Oh.
Hey?
He's a thinking man.
He's a thinking man. He's another drunk. We're not alcoholics. We're just going to party. So,
how do you go swallowing them? You good at swallowing?
I actually chew them. I actually don't swallow them.
That's showing off.
Yeah.
I mean, in that video, you can see your gullet and then you start chewing.
So what the fuck's the point of having all that shit masking the flavour and then you just capture it and start chewing
it? Yeah, that would be, if you actually swallow it, that would be no flavour at all. So you actually chew on it, you get the flavour of the oyster.
So what does it taste like? An oyster tastes
like it's creamy. Tastes a little bit like lamb's brains.
Give me something else that's fucking normal to eat.
Cauliflower. Cauliflower and white sauce.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
That's because like I've only had Kilpatrick oyster. Like I'm as far as I'll go. Like I'm not eating a big booger on its own. I'm not chewing on it like, oh fuck, this is
amazing. And I'll tell you what, six out of the dozen worked. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Really? So, you should get a refund.
Well, I'm happy with the six. In 5 hours.
I was going to say, how many days? Not days. It's
mate, if oysters are sitting in my fridge for more than 2 days, I'm chucking them things.
Oh, up. Yeah.
Yeah, this is like a volatile bloody situation there, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. Like some napalm.
Right.
Yeah, it's your bum.
I'm going to go for a piss break.
Tell
Today's episode is also brought to you by TC Coolers. If you're looking for something unique, some custom gear to make your business stand out or your man cave even better,
then TC Coolers has you covered. TC specializes in custom stubby coolers, air fresheners, drink coasters, trucker haps, and much, much more.
And if you've got an idea, Thomas will make it happen. From design to delivery, he will ensure pickup is quick with top-notch quality.
Whether it's for your business, branding, party favors, or just to add a personal touch to your space, then they can do it all. Visit TC Coolers on Facebook today and let's bring your vision to life. What was that, mate?
Are we back on?
Yeah, mate, we're back on.
No, that's all right.
Well,
that's all right. It was more of an off-air question. That's all right. I couldn't hear it because I had my hand off the fucking remote.
Did ya?
So I couldn't hear what was happening.
Yeah, big shout out to Tommy, TC Coolers. Thanks, mate, for all your help this year with the sponsorship and with what you do for us as a podcast. So thank you very much. Barney, how was that piss, mate?
It was really good.
How good was good? How many shakes is a good piss?
You shake it as much as you want.
So say that again, mate. I couldn't hear.
You shake it as much as you want. So
yeah,
I think three's classed as a
a wank.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you've got to make sure, eh?
Three. Well, yeah. It want to be a good three.
Righto. So, onto the show a bit, eh? Because we've just been fucking crapping on. It's been great.
Yeah.
Loving it. All right. So, you want to hear a couple of call-ins?
Hey, I do. Go on.
Yeah, true.
You ready?
You chuck us a beer, Barney, thanks.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Cheers.
You said chuck it.
Well, I'm not like that. Right, I'm a nice person.
We only got two. Here we go.
Yeah, hello, good, thanks, boys. How are you? It's the Bowie aircon bloke here.
Hey, Bowie.
Got a little bit of a stitch-up for the apprentice this week. For the last couple of weeks, he's been complaining how hungry he is all the time and whatnot, but this cunt, he'll fucking bring a big old bowl of porridge to work, smash it in the car before the first job, eat a massive lunch and snacks through the day, and then before we finish, have another, like, massive lunch. And he was complaining, how hungry he is and whatnot, and that he can't fucking seem to be full all the time. So I've just turned around to him because I'm fucking sick of hearing him complain and going, mate, have you been checked for worms? And he goes, what are worms? Like, well, how do I get worms in me? And so I've just gone, mate, fuck, I'd be getting checked, eh? And he's one of these blokes that if he thinks about it, he'll start overthinking it and fucking start getting really worried. So he's gone, one day we just pulled up to a fucking chemist and he's running like no tomorrow and grab some worming chocolate, and he fucking weeks passed and every day for that week he's been eating chocolate, and I'm like, what the fuck is this cunt doing? So I looked at him, I'm like, where are you getting all this chocolate from? And he goes, oh, it's my worming chocolate. We look at the box and you're only supposed to have 7 pieces and then fucking have a massive break on it. So this cunt's been smashing worming chocolate like it's going out of fashion. I've turned to him, I go, mate, I'm not a doctor, I have no fucking idea what I'm talking about, I'm only just G'ing you up. And he goes, I've spent $100 on worming chocolate out of my apprentice wage because you said I fucking have worms. So I fucking full G'd this bloke up and now he's fucking, oh my God. So yeah, anyways, boys, any stories on what you've done to your apprentices or just G'd them up? Have a good one. You!
Shout out to Comantrum.
Yeah, that's a lot of chocolate. $100 worth of fucking chocolate. Wouldn't that fucking bind you up?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I don't know. Like, I reckon I've fucking got worms.
Do you actually worm yourself or not?
No, but I should.
Do you?
Have you? Have you never wormed yourself?
I have, but only when I was fucking living with mum, because she just mums are good like that. You know, yeah. Take your worm and chuck.
Take your worm and
chuck. Fuck me. I don't know.
Put it on your shopping list. Come here, Trump.
I need some.
Do you?
I would not be smart because I have that same.
So tell me, why do you think you've got worms?
Same exact thing. Like, I could just fucking keep eating. And, you know, need like a big parasite fucking cleanse.
Do you?
But need a bit of drench.
Do you know how I know I got worms? I got an itchy ass. Like, those fuckers are gnawing down on there. Like, just giving it a good old fucking chew.
Oh, Terry Tate worm.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Whereabouts on your ass do they bite?
It's not around the entrance.
There's a name for that, but I better not say it, otherwise Steve, we have to do some more editing.
Shit.
So they bite you?
Well, 100% they bite you. Oh, yeah, they get in. They bite. They're biting little.
What do you put your ass in a fucking garden? Mate, we're talking about the right worms here,
fucking,
or what?
Yeah, the worms that live in your stomach. The tight worms. Fucking, yeah, like fucking. They got gnawing, sharp teeth, gnashing.
What are their names?
So when someone's giving you the sign like jib up or jim down or rope up, rope down, and then oh fucking hell,
yeah, just yeah.
Do you bleed?
No. My ass has never bled, and I'm fucking proud of that.
If they're biting your asshole apart, though, wouldn't you bleed?
Yeah, but they're only little.
Oh, okay.
They're just not like fucking
massive worms.
They're not biting me too hard.
This show's gone to shit.
Yeah. Has Nat ever like gone in for a look?
So there is actually a way you actually do it. So what you do is you just chuck like a steak, not a good steak, like just a. Just leave it out next to you.
Fuck off.
Near your freckle.
It's like when you go fishing for yabbies.
And they leave. They exit and jump on the steak and eat the steak because that's better.
Oh, God.
Try it tonight.
You're fucking off your head.
Nah. Nah, it's fucking true story.
The monsudas are no good.
Yeah, right.
I haven't even had one yet.
I can picture you out in the garden on your hands and knees on all fours with your dook looking at the sun.
That's not how you get worms.
Yeah.
No, but trying to get them out.
No. That's perineum sunning.
Yeah. That's what Barney's probably going to do. Like,
I haven't done
maybe
that
you
yet.
Should try that. Maybe they'll come out to the light.
The next vlog.
Yeah, we'll do a time lapse.
Oh, the sun.
Yeah.
Oh, the sun does.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Going out your ass, yeah.
Yeah. It's time lapse.
Put some sunscreen right around your doot and just fucking sun it for a few hours.
Nah. So yeah, that's my worm story.
What about the apprentice side of things? Like, you would have had a few... Oh, well, would you have had a few apprentices?
No, not apprentices. We've had a lot of young people and that sort of come on board. So we obviously try to get them to... So the hook's on a swivel.
Yeah.
Try to get them to tighten that up and they sit there for a couple of minutes and, yeah, you normally know if it's a good one or...
Back in the day, like I'm thinking now with cranes and hooks, back in the day, like let's go back 30 years, right? 20 years ago, 30 years. Some of the shenanigans with... hooks and lifting people up doing some crazy shit. What's any good stories?
That's instant dismissal now.
I'm talking 20, 30 years
ago.
Let's not talk about now, but any good stories?
I haven't experienced any of that. So no, definitely not.
Oh, fuck. You're not even going to dig a hole for yourself?
No.
No,
I've never experienced it, so I've never done it.
Fuck. Well, anyway, one day we did. Put old mate fucking as high as it could go.
Oh, no, I actually did. I did.
So now one's throwing himself and now it's okay.
Come join the parties, us.
It was a different company. That's what it was. So when I had my own transport business and we had crane trucks, so I bought a new box trailer.
Yep.
And I put the two kids in it, in the box trailer, very safe, like hooked it up very nicely and then just did the big swing around thing. Yeah, so.
Yeah, right. Yeah, with your kids in it.
Yeah, my kids in it. Yeah, so, right. Yeah. And also, do you know the jumping jolly things for kids?
Yep.
Yeah.
So I had one of those hanging off a crane and. Yeah, making Holly jump. Maybe that's wrong with what's wrong with Holly.
Well, Pinky, what about, have you ever done anything like, obviously you don't own your own machine or anything like that, but have you ever done those, you see those videos of the skiing and the dams and all that kind of stuff with the big,
fuck,
you know,
they go hard.
Have you done anything like that with the excavators or anything?
Kinda.
He's looking left, that means, yeah.
Well... Yeah, don't dig yourself a hole.
Pardon the pun.
Don't dig yourself a hole, but wasn't Gary doing it?
Oh, fuck no. Gaz is always up to mischief, that fella.
I'll tell you what, I'll look at him now and also look at him and just go, that's just, especially when he does that smiley.
Oh, I sent it to Trev too.
Did you?
He pissed himself laughing.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Are you talking about Trev as in Trev whatever?
Trev 996.
Yeah.
996.
Top three in Australia.
Yeah. I'll have to show you a video of Pink. Did you see that video? Yeah, you would have seen on our group chat. He looks like fucking Gaz.
The old fella that he works with.
No, the young fella.
Oh, fucks me. I'm
number. See, he's got a hat now. Number 2IC under his hat here.
Yeah, right.
He's got something under here saying 2IC. Yeah. Anyway, I'll show you something later.
Done.
But anyway, yeah, you got a cracking story, Pinky. Fucking dig yourself a hole.
It's not really for me, but not me, but one of the jobs before all that bullshit come in, when you could used to have fun before the fun boys come in.
Yeah. When it was fun.
One of the fellas was in the portaloo and we wrapped a few ropes around it and then, hooked him up with a franner and lifted him right up the top.
Holy fuck.
Full jib up.
And just watch your first step.
Yeah, he's, he puts on a show anyway, so we just opened the door and just let it all hang out. He was pretty proud.
Yeah, right.
He loved it. Like, he used to, when we'd working on the haul roads, he'd set up the portaloos and he'd face them so we could see the road trains coming down the highway, like down the road, and just sit there with the door open and wave to them.
Yeah.
Proud man.
I actually do like a toilet that you can actually sit there and have a view.
So but he used to strip right down as well.
Yeah.
Like just get full naked and just...
That's the only way to have a bush shit.
Wave out the door to the road train driver.
Yeah, but if you've got to have a bush shit...
I've seen you do a bush shit, and I've actually got video footage of it, and you don't get naked.
Yeah.
Where was this bush shit?
Come on, don't you remember?
It was in Northern Territory.
That's because you guys were 20 metres away, then you fucking flew the drone over.
Nah, you didn't know we were coming.
No, but a bush shit, mate, close off, so you can just fucking go to town. Whatever's got to happen, just let happen.
So I've got a mate at work. I'm not going to name him Jake, but he can't do a poo without going to have a shower after it.
Oh, that's fucking...
Shout out to Jake.
Inconvenient, really.
Right.
Well, it is, though. But he reckons he goes to a pub and that and has to go do a poo, and then he'll go home, do a poo, have a shower, then come back. That's
some head noise right there.
He's got a bit on.
Talking about having a view, when I'm at work and I do a shit, I don't shut the door at work, and I'm looking...
Once you work by yourself.
At the car wash.
No, down the other side. So I'm looking out at the grass, and then there's the trees and whatnot. So I sit there and just enjoy the view, and I'm just like having a shit because there's no one around.
Yeah. Majestical moment.
Majestical shit. Absolutely.
Have you had any customers go deep and kind of look for you? Say if you were shitting, right?
I know when they come in the driveway.
Yeah,
but that's what I mean. Has anyone ever caught you off guard? You might be just sitting there just fucking full gaze.
Having a moment.
But shitting with the door open with a view, fuck, you can't beat it. The only thing you need is a can. So you can sit there and fucking have a
tin, you reckon?
Fuck yeah.
You ever been caught having a work wank?
No.
No.
Have you?
No.
You have, so.
I haven't.
Look at that.
Ever.
Look at me in the eye.
No, never. Ever. Ever.
Ever.
No. So it's not caught if they come in and help you out.
That's just two. So it happens, it's just never been caught.
No, I haven't, so. Ever. Pinky?
You got any you got any boys out there on those? Yeah, there's a lot of excavators on your site.
Not the new one. There's only a handful. Two, three, I think.
So, Noah, obviously you've been an apprentice.
Mm.
Tell us your stories.
Oh, like what have you happened done? To me? Well, there was one that wasn't me, but it was my brother when he was an apprentice. And I know the story vaguely. It's probably the only fucking funny thing I've got on me. And so they were working at this fucking Asian shop kind of thing. I don't know. Some fucking Asian joint.
Sweatshop.
Yes, massage possibly. Joint. Could have been. And anyway... Dad and Leighton are working away, and Dad's talking to the Asian lady. And goes, fucking give me an Asian voice. I can't remember how to do one.
That's not Asian. That's not Asian. Long time. Yeah.
Taking a long time.
Is anyway, it actually racist to fucking do voices now?
Nah, it's not racist. Fuck no.
I don't know. I might not do a very good Asian voice.
You roll over now.
You like long time?
You like long time, man. Anyway.
You big boy. They've gone
straight back into black.
You're big, strong.
Doing too many black fella voices at the moment. Anyway, they're yarning, and then she goes, cool, you know what to do at the job. All right, we'll send you off. And Dad's like, fuck, I need to take a shit. Like, I'm busting. So as soon as she's left, he's going straight to the shitter and had a shit.
Yeah.
And then straight away, as she's left and he's going for a shit, my brother, he goes, Glenn. This is my dad's name.
Yeah,
Glenn. Yeah. And he goes, oh, fuck. And he's like, Glenn, where are you, Glenn? And he's like, oh, I'm just in here. Obviously, because this is half a demoed site. So when there's a toilet on a demo site, there's no fucking walls around a toilet.
Yeah.
So he's shitting, like literally shitting himself. And, and he's thinking that this Asian lady's come back to have his aunt. And he's fucking half like... cut his shit off and wiped it and just fucking burst out. Only to see that it's me brother, his apprentice out there. And he was a bit filthy. But that's probably the funniest thing that I've ever seen. But we were pretty respectable on site. We had to be, like, Dad was a fucking hard ass. So, like, we couldn't get away with much. Like, it was pretty much, like, you know, very cutthroat, I guess you could say. We couldn't go too rogue, unfortunately.
And that's the thing is, like, when you actually start, like, a prank, you've got to try to beat that prank. So, if someone does this, you're going to have to fucking better it. And then it fucking starts snowballing. Yeah.
It's, it can go too far.
Yeah, it can definitely go too far. Fucking, yeah.
Congratulations, Barney.
What?
For coming out of retirement on the weekend too. So number 16 back.
Oh, really?
Really? Yeah.
It was actually 17.
So, oh, there you go, 17.
Wow.
17.
And yeah, I remember clearly because I had to catch up on a few episodes. I've like, been a bit busy. And that's what I heard, how adamant
he
were.
Was. Yeah.
Oh, I'm retired. I'm never doing that back ever again.
And look
that's
at this.
Not what I fucking sound like. Is,
I can't do an Asian voice, but that's how you sound.
So anyway, congratulations, mate. You're back out of retirement. Number 17.
Yeah, I'm you're not on your out way of retirement. That's it.
You're on your way to 20, fuck, so well done.
Nah,
you said that last
I won't get 20, so there's too many people out there that fucking know it now, so she's over.
Well done.
She's done.
No, I'm glad you did it.
She's cooked.
You're frocked up and you're done. That's good. All right, I've got one more call in. That got out of control, that shit.
As it does.
It was always Gunner though, wasn't it?
Barney, Stiffy, what's going on? Boots here.
Boots!
Thought hey, I'd bring up one more fucking yarn for the year. Before you shut up shop and have Christmas and shit. So this one only happened a couple of weeks ago. I was at the pub. I'd organised to meet up with a bird later on that night. She was going to come round. I organised it all. It was all said and done. I went to the pub and forgot about her. Met another bird. So I took her back home. And was about halfway through doing what I was doing, there was a knock at the door. And I was like, who the fuck is knocking at my door? In the state I was in, I didn't know. Went and opened the door up and there's the first bird standing there. And I went, oh shit. Oh no. And she's like, what? What's wrong? And then the bird from in my bedroom walked out and went, who are you? And she went, who are you? And in the moment of my drunkenness, I looked at them both and went, well, you're both here. And then they both left.
But, you know, what happens? You get that.
I'm not too mad about it. I was surprised I could get it up, to be honest. But yeah, that's a proper true yarn, that one.
Fucking
haven't
good.
Heard from either of them, actually. But, you know, you get that. And on the back of your suicide budgies and getting the budgie smugglers.
Yeah.
I
Gerald,
need a pair of them.
You would
I reckon
good
they would match perfectly.
Yeah,
yeah.
With my attire that I wear to most places.
Yeah.
That way I can just get me kit off and look good.
Fuck you would
look
too.
Good. Righto, lads. Have a good Christmas. Stay safe. Be good. Love you, Sue's boy.
Sue's
boy.
Boy.
Yeah, that's gonna happen, mate. The
it's gonna happen. So. Who's going to be like on the front part?
Well,
like
both
on the
of
budgie?
Us. No, well,
well, I'm thinking
logo.
Like one face on each cheek.
One of you's either side.
Yeah, and then like just so left in right nut, like left nut.
No,
right
nut. I'm talking about just our logo, smack bang on your cock, front and center.
But it hangs left or right? Which way?
No, it doesn't matter. One just, day it's
it does.
Left right.
It does.
But anyway,
how you hanging?
We're going to get DTs,
yep.
Right? Proper speedo DTs. Oh. Anyway,
they might be from Temu.
Yeah.
They may be from Temu.
We'll get them fucking etched up and we're going to do the lads' calendar photo shoot.
Are we?
And Boots is already, he wants February because his birthday is in February. So we've already
well, I'm
got
April
February.
Then, so.
Oh, you're April?
April.
Well, I'm October.
Well, give me November.
Well, November, Pinky?
Fucking no one want to see mine then.
What's your birthday month?
October.
Oh, that's mine.
It's fucking
nah,
cold.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
It's cold. October's cold.
October, no.
Yes.
Anyway.
It's cold.
So look out for the January. Budgie smugglers, the lads budgie smugglers on its way. And we're going to do a lads calendar.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I was considering, because very early in the piece, like when I started doing all my merch and all that, that was one thing that I was like, oh, that'd be a fucking good thing doing like, kind of sexy videographer, photographer, kind of calendar, you know. Yeah, like, yeah. That shit
why
goes
does
off.
He keep on looking at me when we're
well,
talking?
Well,
because
you're looking at me, and I'm just returning
shit.
The gaze. Yeah, I'm returning the gaze.
You want to see me in budgie smugglers?
I do.
You?
Well, touching on that, when I was down at the wedding,
touching
for,
on. Yeah,
for late for my brother's wedding, one of the boys he said, "Well, because you're the best man, you got to wear this. And he pulls out this fucking, it's a crocodile, right? Like it's a dick sock crocodile.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to wear that for the entire wedding. But what it does, so basically your dick sits in the top part of the mouth, right? So when you're soft, the mouth's down. But then if you get a hard, the mouth opens up and it's got a bottom one. So it's like a big, big snapping crocodile open up.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was awesome. Wore it the whole time.
Photos or it didn't happen.
So I still got it, so I might have to wear it. But touching on that, I was actually thinking the other day when I heard yous were doing a lot more merch that we should organise a proper photo shoot kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
And actually get proper photos and everything of the merch and, you know, you can get some
absolutely
more brand photos, you know.
Yeah.
Be good.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, that's a pretty.
It's got to be Mankini. Yeah, can you stop looking like that? Because you look like fucking Trebnod 96.
I know.
But he's got that little bit of a smile.
It's true.
He got a little bit of a glow on the nose.
And it's Gaz.
Yeah, it's Gaz.
Well, touching on the main part of that fucking yarn, that's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know about you, but I know the biggest deviant here. Have you ever anything happen like that back in your younger days?
Barney?
Yeah, what are you doing? Yeah, bud.
So I've been close to actually taking two girls home at once. So I was at a pub, it was the Albion Hotel, and this was about to happen. Like, it was like, I couldn't believe my luck. Like, it was just, I was drunk as fuck, and I was walking out with two girls. I can't remember the name, sorry if you're listening. And
Margaret.
My cousin was the bouncer, and he let the two girls go out, and I was not allowed to leave.
Oh,
fucking ruined me.
What a fucking ruined shit me. Cousin.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Shout out to you, Eki, if you're listening.
You're
you can
a dog.
Fuck off.
Your dog.
Dog.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's brutal.
But I did have another 7 beers after that, so it wasn't a bad night. So I don't know how.
Sure, you weren't saying double.
Fuck. In those days, yes, it could have actually happened, but yeah, I'm pretty sure this did was almost about to happen.
It was going
to
happen.
Yeah.
Do you think if it ever did happen, you would know what to do?
Well, mate, of course you're going to know what to do.
Are you?
Well, touching on that, back then, how did you know what to do? You had magazines back then, no video, right? Like, you wouldn't be...
Pornhub back then.
No, we had videos. So my mum actually found Debbie Does Dallas in my fucking closet. So in my wardrobe. Oh, one of the blokes at work fucking planted it there. So. Dog.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the old Debbie Does Dallas. So that's what we had. Debbie Does Dallas and People magazines. How good were People magazines?
You can't beat the old scratch and sniff.
Yeah. The old homegirl section, mate.
Yeah.
Scratch and sniff.
Yeah. Jesus. The old homegirls.
Video don't get you that, does it?
No, don't it. Don't it. Yeah, so
the
no.
Old, but the old analog days, they used to fucking pages used to stick together. Now your phone just wipe it off.
So what they say?
Bit of Windex on that puppy.
New screen protector.
The digital days, mate. Just fucking get it. Gone. Analog days.
Over.
Fucking, you know, buy a new magazine.
Like just ripping them fuckers apart.
Just like, it's done. Fucking.
Yeah, mate. I actually got nothing.
No?
Like, that's wild to me. Like, I saw. Well, I didn't see anything.
Didn't you?
But like in some of these shows that you see, like that depict back in that era, Barney's era, because it's fucking old. Yeah. And, you know.
Barney the dinosaur, I'm going to get now, not fucking rubble.
You'd go to the video store to hire porn tapes, right? You had to hire them and then you could return them, right?
Yeah.
You could also own them.
You could go into Video Easy and hire any movie, kids. You know, then there was sci-fi, then there was comical, and then there was the adult section.
Which is crazy, right? Yeah. Like, imagine that. You're openly admitting that, like, oh, I'm going to go fucking jerk my shit off to this.
Absolutely. And most of the people that are behind the counter were fucking women. Like,
yeah, that's
you know, you, so you're like, yeah, mate, I'll have Debbie Does Dallas volume 304.
Yeah, you will.
But then you try and disguise it with a Jurassic Park and fucking Simpsons, a movie in between it. So they just... You know, they don't look.
Yeah.
But they do. They fucking are. They're just like, hey, what's going on here? Yeah. And the only one that doesn't get sent back, not rewound, was the fucking porn. Because you don't watch the other
two. You can't rewind it.
You had to. No. So
yeah, you had to rewind. Otherwise, you get fucking charged for it.
Back in the day. Yeah.
If you didn't take your fucking tape back, rewind.
Yeah, you got
a fine. Yeah.
So you, you're forced to watch it twice.
Life was tough when we fucking grew up.
Absolutely.
You cunts have got it easy.
And when you used to take them back, you used to take them back a day. Like if you hired it for a week.
Oh, you get money back?
No, you'd get to the, like the sixth day. And instead of taking it back and like handing it back over, you'd take it back at middle of the night.
Yeah.
And you can just shove it through the chute.
Oh, yeah.
And then they
hole in the door.
Yeah, hole in the door. Yeah. So then when they would turn up in the morning, they'd just tick them off and you're not going back there with a, you know.
A fully loaded gun.
A fully loaded gun. Well, fully, yeah.
Far out.
Yeah. Too soon.
What a time to live.
Mate, it was a good time to live and it was interesting. It was exciting.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
You used to just go into the video stores just to see if there was a new one.
What was the first fucking DVD? I'll ask you first, Stiffy, because these blokes wouldn't have. What was the first DVD you watched?
So after VHS, you mean? Like DVD?
VHS.
Like a
video.
The first one?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You can't remember?
No, but one I was always replaying all the time. And I used to hire it from fucking Coles in Beaudesert, the one in there. It was a supercross one, so motorbikes, right?
Yep.
I can't remember what it was, but what it was called. But it was the 1989-1990 supercross.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Series, Anaheim 1. And mate, I was glued to the TV. So I would hire that fucking thing. I'd take it back, rehire it, take it home. Take it back, rehire it, take it. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, you kids have got it fucking easy now.
That's a weird porno fucking name.
But that was when I was, you know, 12, 13, 14. That was my first VHS. Yeah.
Were you asking about porn? Or were
So I can move forward now to the first porn. I really can't remember, but I just remember fucking.
Mine was definitely Debbie Does Dallas.
Yeah. It had Rod Jeremy in it. I remember. Yeah. Oi, it had that Ron Jeremy bloke. He used to be able to suck his own dick.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just look at you dirty bastard. Yeah.
What do you mean, mate?
Well, can you?
No, I can't.
No, neither
you
can I.
You got a short torso. You probably could.
I've got to remove a couple of ribs like fucking Marilyn Manson.
So I don't know if he did that or he's just got the massive.
Yeah. So my first video, keeping it clean again for the kids and that. So
fuck it.
It was American Werewolf in London.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh.
Sounds aggressive. Role play. Like role
play.
Yeah,
proper. No, it wasn't.
Werewolf.
You could be a werewolf, you reckon? Fucking hell. This has gone to shit.
Go on.
I'm going home.
You're going.
All right. And that was it. So other than that, the first porno, and it legitimately was Debbie Does Dallas, and Bruce Turner gave me the video to take home. Because at that stage, you couldn't rent it.
You were too young.
So he gave us the video and we were fucking...
Fuck, there must be some DNA on that video.
Oh, mate.
And how do you... you just got to time it when your mum and dad aren't home? Because obviously you've only got one VHS player, right? So you got to sit in the fucking lounge room.
Back in the day, there was no aircon, so windows wide open. Yeah. So you could hear the car coming driveway.
And that's the thing is, like, do you know the most sensitive thing on your fucking body when you're actually having a wank?
Your ears.
Fuck, mate, they are tuned in. Don't worry about
back
that,
bruh. Back in our day. Yeah. Anyway, because you were listening. Yeah. You do not want to get caught. Again.
Lucky they didn't have Bluetooth in the cars back then either.
Old analog days were so much simpler.
Yep. They were.
What about like when the DVDs come in? Because I can speak from experience. You know, when you've got the DVD in there and you're getting stuck into your work, and then next minute you hear that car pull up, you're like, fuck, I've got to get out of here. Abort mission.
Yeah.
And then the old man gets it and puts it in. He's like, this is what wasn't where I fucking left it off. You know, where they remembered where they took off, where you stopped it from?
Or
trying to watch like. What was the one with Sharon Stone with the big fucking legs thing over? That thing must have been absolutely fucked as a DVD or anything else like that because everyone's trying to pause it there, aren't they?
Yeah.
I done it.
Yeah, yeah, I did it.
I done it a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And yeah, it was like those games you play on bloody on Facebook now, where you got to try to get the motorbike to land in the little square.
In the outline.
Yeah. So you're trying to get fucking.
I try and do it with the women that have just dressed up, and then there's that microsecond where you think, were they naked? You had to go back and go.
Yeah.
There's a trick to that.
We're a bunch of deviants. Yeah. I'm going for a piss.
What, you got to record it, screen record it, and then just...
Yeah, then you can...
Do ya? Yeah,
then you can fine tune it.
Oh.
Noah told me about it.
Oh, yeah, right. We're up, man.
Yeah, right.
My missus listens to this.
Well, that's good, boys. What else you got? Are we going... Yeah?
Fuck, I don't know.
I can give you another one.
Give me something else, Jack. I'm running out of juice. Well, that, not going to lie, that campfire...
All right, so, oh, yeah.
Shout out, Bundy.
Bundy.
Talk about shout out. I'm going to give the shout out to the fucking crackhead dude that has done it twice now. He washes his car at the fucking car wash.
Oh, no, he goes for your hose.
Then goes over the road into the car park, gets out his still fucking leaf blower, petrol leaf blower, and blow dries his car in a fucking car park after he just washed it.
Wow,
and
that's commitment.
It seriously, he blows for about 20 minutes. Full noise.
Oh, wow.
Just to blow dry his fucking car. Is that a crackhead? Or
yeah.
I do hear people say, like they love air drying the car because it's like way better for it. But like that's pretty wild using a fucking...
Yeah, but they've got the fucking thing. Bowden's do one, the big terry towel or whatever, like... absorbs heaps of water five minutes and your car's dry and you don't even have to wring it out.
Yeah. He's on the fucking still blower.
That's pretty wild, a petty one too.
Like I use electric. The blower when I wash the bike to sort of get all the water out of the
air
crevices.
Compressor.
And
air compressor.
No, like, no, just the blower, like a still blower.
Yeah, right.
Oh, a Milwaukee because they don't have a still.
Yeah.
So,
but same I do similar that. Thing, do you?
Yeah, it works.
Yeah. Mm. Yep. I just take him for a ride up the road.
Mm.
Fucking 100K an hour.
Yeah.
Blow dries it. Anyway, so shout out to that crackhead. Talking about crackheads, I'm a bit of a fucking crackhead. Today, I got into some lollies, right? Now, you know like the little sour lollies with the fucking white sugary shit on the outside?
Yep.
Do you get into them?
Not overly. Like, I'll only ever get into lollies really if they're for free. Like, one thing I've actually realised...
Barney's van.
But like I was at the Yarrabilba pub the other night just doing a farewell dinner for a girl who's going overseas. And well, first off, I said to mum and dad, I said, oh, I just want to check if, like, we have very distant aunties that always end up in the fucking pokies room, eh? Always will. And I said, I just want to see if they're in
the
there.
Aunties.
And anyway, I go in there, and lo and behold, they're fucking in there. They always said g'day to them. And then, like, but the main thing I've realised with some of these pokies joints is obviously the goal is to keep people in there, right?
Yeah.
So that's why there's snacks, there's hot lollies. Corn. And I'll tell you what, I've been going to a few and just venturing in, just not even fucking gambling.
Just having a choose.
And just having a feed. Like, there's, you know the Glen? Do you know the Glen?
Yeah, hotel, yeah.
Oh, my God. They have fresh donuts in there.
Really?
The Nutella ones, the jam ones. Oh. I just go in there and grab a couple and just fucking walk out. No, the cafe, like you can pay for them, $5 a donut, or you can walk 10 meters into the fucking
pokey room
and grab as many as you want and just walk out.
Really?
Yeah, so in terms of like lollies and all
where
the
you
fucking snacks.
Them?
Oh, just in fucking napkins.
Just napkins.
So I just sandwich the fuck out of them.
So you're not even eating them.
No, I'll just take them home and then I'll just give them to the missus. But it is so... like,
oh, boy, you know.
But like at the Yarrabilba, I just went and grabbed a couple of Tim Tams and a couple of lollies and whatever.
I've not done this. I've never
I've seen the popcorn and the chips that they have. Yeah,
no.
You nuts.
Yeah. It's
we might have to try this out over the Christmas break.
Well, if you're homeless... Shout out to if you're homeless, if you're listening in on your iPhone,
go to
the pokies room. Spend $5 so you are being a patron, you know, at the club.
Yep.
And then just eat the fuck out of all their snacks. You'll probably get more than $5.
And you might even get a feature.
You might even get a feature.
If you've got a spare fiver, you just jam that in there.
They're going to survive, right? Yep. They're going to get on their feet eventually when they hit the major.
Yep. You've got to respect their hustle. So.
Yeah.
But
crackheads
hustles.
That's a tip to anyone out there. If you ever are hungry and it is dire straits, go to the pokies room and, have a little gamble of it. Eat the fuck out of everything they've gotten there.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm thinking the last place that, like, if I'm on the last legs, I've got no food, I've got no money, nothing else, I don't think I'm walking into a pokies room.
Well, you should.
Well, now you, should. Now, now you know you can.
Well, let's try. Well,
where
it. Let's,
where
okay,
are you walking
so,
into?
Okay,
then?
For a full 2 days, we'll try this. 2 days, we don't spend any money on food. Yeah. We just go around different pokey rooms.
Well, I'm going to Glen.
We're going to Glen to start off with, yeah. But it's only sugary shit, so.
You can live on it.
Yeah, we'll try it.
Well, you're certainly not going
2 days without eating and, yeah, just going visiting.
I know, I love the Walton, but you go in there's no food in the Walton.
Yeah, true. That's pick your pokies room.
Pick your pokies room.
Yeah.
If you're homeless, you want to park up somewhere. And it's fucking,
pick a gourmet one.
Yeah. But you got to scout them out. So.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And talking about pokey rooms, well, after the shooting vlog, obviously, we did a bit of investing in there and we did pretty well. But then all of yous decided, you know what, we're going, and I had to wait around for Kaylee to finish up. And anyway, Barney actually running back in after you all left because he's like, oh, I might just go. Anyway, we went back to the big smiley face machine.
Yeah we
and,
did.
And on our last spin, like we had to do a $4. We hit a feature and it was like, I think it was like, it dropped a $400.
It was singing.
It was singing.
It was singing.
And anyway,
I might have been in your arms at one stage.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
you
yeah.
sort of holding me. Yeah.
Well, Holly come back in to grab you. And, we're dirty. Like, me and you are fucking chirping. And we're like, and you said to me, do we gamble it? And this is like a $600 feature.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, yeah. And then Holly's going, no, you're not fucking gambling. And she's pulled him off the chair and pulled him down. I've just swooped in and fucking hit, because Barney's already said pre-approved black.
Yeah.
And I've just swooped in, pressed black, hit
and
black.
And what colour was it?
And it was black.
It was black.
So we got $1,200 for a quick last minute slap of $100.
And she's sitting there just
and she's just filthy, because obviously we were right.
Yeah.
We
were. Wrong. Cheers right. for that. Cheers that was that. A fucking, that was... That was a great evening.
That was a good
evening.
That was
evening. A great day and even a better evening.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be more of that next year because we're going to have to keep this vlog shit going.
Yep.
And then, of course, after vlogs, we have to do some fucking investing.
Make the money back.
As we do. We've got to pay Noah somehow. And it's only by investing.
These discounted rates, honey.
Yeah.
No, mate, we appreciate you.
You're another campfire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get him drunk and get him to sign the contract.
Yeah. Like he did to me. Yeah.
Talking about donuts, I just thought of the other day, right? And this has happened to me a few times. You know your fucking standardy cream donut? You know the long ones?
Yeah, Long John. Like a Long John.
Oh, but yeah, okay.
You like, call them Long Johns or whatever?
No, I don't call them Long Johns.
I've just been calling them Long Johns.
What do you call them?
Jam cream donut.
But right. It's not donut because it's fucking
it's
long.
Like, it's, yeah, it's
a
like
fucking donut's rambra.
Yeah, I know.
It's fucking, that's a donut.
But in the bakery, they call it a fucking donut.
No, that's a dick.
That's Long John.
That's right. It's like a hot dog. It's like a hot dog with cream in it.
Yeah, it's a sugary bun with,
Long
right?
John. Yeah, what you had was a dick. I'm sorry. I'm just going to call it.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're fucking tasty. The problem is they fucking pick it up, they put it in a paper bag. The jam
smushes it.
The jam, no, they'll hand it to you. No jam on the fucking top bag. You pick it up, you're fucking gentle. You walk out, put it in the car, put it in the passenger seat, you're looking at it, right, no jam. Sweet. You drive to work, you get to work, you look over, no jam in the packet, awesome. And then you fucking pick it up and then you walk into work. Next minute, all the fucking jam is on the fucking inside the paper bag. There's none now on the donut. Now it's happened 3 or 4 times over the last 12 months when I get a sneaky fucking, what are we going to call it? A jam dick.
A jam dick.
Yeah, jam dick.
A jam dick.
Jam dick.
Jam dick.
So it's got to go in the paper. It's got to go in the paper bag because that's how they hand it to you.
Well,
how do you stop the jam from fucking jumping off the donut?
Just eat it dick? Straight off the bag.
Maybe ask no bag.
Well, they can't.
So I want dick no bag.
But it just, it's like a magnet. It just wants to get in the bag.
Yeah.
Then you look like a crackhead ripping open the bag and fucking licking the bag.
Yeah, I don't know. Like
Pinky, do you eat the jam?
I haven't had one of them for ages.
Wow.
Okay, so the next time we do a vlog, right? You know, like we went to the bakery for the golf vlog?
Yep.
We're going to go back to that same
bakery. Where you parked like a cock.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And we're going to get 4 fucking donuts, jam dicks.
Yep.
And
are we doing the Happy Alan? Have you seen Happy Alan?
What's a fucking Happy Alan?
How he goes, oh, I'm going to do this in 2 bites or 1 bite. And he just fucking...
just hooked, yeah. Hooked
in. Just deep, trying yeah. fucking, and he's just sitting there. Fucking.
I don't know how you could do it in two.
Oh, he's an animal. That's he just tries, and he's done like the Kenilworth, so you know Kenilworth.
Oh,
bakery,
that kilo one.
And they do the big, yeah. The
it's
big,
a kilo
the
donut.
Big, the big JD, yeah. The big dick. And the big man, jam dick. He, fuck me dead. Mm. Like, just,
I think
he just
he's got an esophagus
him.
On him.
He does have an esophagus, a big fucking esophagus.
I think Jimmy Judge did that.
Yes, he did. He did it with him.
Yeah.
He did it with him. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
but I'm a bit of a connoisseur for them, for the big dicks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you like
big,
the dicks.
You like a big dick.
The big jam yeah. dick. Oh, sorry, like bro. I like them. They're so good. So do you go the fresh cream or you go the fake
fresh
cream?
Fresh cream. No way am I going fake cream.
Yeah.
That shit can stay in the cabinet.
Yeah,
but like. The one at the Coles there in Jimboomba.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
How good oh. are they?
And the problem is when you go into Coles to grab a few bits and you see them little fucking...
They're looking right at
you. Looking at you. Oh, yeah. They've had to bump the price up 50 cents. They're that popular there.
Yeah,
and
right.
they are so good. So good. That's why I got all this weight on me
yeah.
now. You know? It's
just running through people. Just like, running, like just running through
just,
them.
Just running just through so many of them.
Right. A bit so of blue. A jam dick. Right over a jam donut where there's no cream, it's just jam in oh, a thing.
I know what I'm jamming in it. If what? It's a donut, I'm fucking yeah, I'm gonna jam.
Yeah, fucking yeah. 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 Well, yeah. we still need to work out how many donuts fit on your cock.
Yeah, 7.
Are they Krispy Kreme donuts or fucking Coles Bakery?
Big suckers.
Really?
No.
You got a photo? Fuck. You got a photo, Jamie?
Yeah, I have absolutely.
No. Are no. you circumcised? Yeah. Next question.
You can get an extra 3 on if you're not
that's,
circumcised.
That's not cream.
That's cheese.
It's funny looking long, John.
It's a fucking cheese donut.
God. Pinky, what's the time?
Some crispy cheese.
Oh. Right,
nah, you're wrong watch, Brass.
Oh.
Yeah,
wrong watch.
No, nah, on your... On
oh,
your
that end, was yeah. 7:40.
Ah, so 10 minutes. They're 10 minutes out, your watches. Yeah.
Fuck, mate, it's I think everyone's fucking enjoyed enough. That's, yeah,
it's good. I love it.
Haven't they? Don't they?
Yeah, I've got to drive home. Yep.
Yeah,
it's great.
Oh, you can stay.
Oh yeah, where's your accommodation just out here?
Where do you're sitting in it.
Yeah,
the shed.
This is it. What rent? When are we doing a reno here, boys? When are we? I thought we were going
to
do a
big
reno.
I would like to do something over the Christmas period. So we've got some iron. Fucking organised.
Yep, got that sorted.
So I'm going to get Pinky over. I haven't spoke to Pinky about it yet.
Yep.
But he's got nothing else to do and it's only 7:45.
Oh, lots of screws.
Yeah. Screw loose.
Yeah, well, you got you two
yeah,
organised.
We need to do it. Yeah, we'll do something over the Chrissy period.
Yeah.
So
fuck yeah, it. I'll fuck myself. That's good.
Yeah.
You're going to come?
Well, I didn't get an invite.
You can screw yourself.
Gaze was over there.
Oh, I have plenty
no,
of screws for you.
You're always going to come.
No, don't worry about it. I'm only a carpenter by trade. That's all right. Yeah, I was just...
Well, you didn't put your fucking hand up, did you?
I didn't even know about the job.
We were playing Backhunter.
Yeah, we're playing Backhunter. I didn't see you there.
Oh, are we? Late. Is that what we're doing after this?
Yeah.
Okay. I've only got to start at 4.
That's right.
That'll be good.
Last day, though. You'll be all right.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah. Hangover, your tomorrow's problem.
Yeah, that's right.
Not today's problem.
Copy Purple Powerade.
Sorry, you good, Stevie?
I'm good. You guys good?
Mate, we're good.
So you should come and see me.
Oh, actually, do we have a joke? Anyone got a joke?
No,
but you'll like my new nightlight over there too.
Do I?
Yeah.
Right, I'm definitely coming.
Have you
over
got
there.
A joke, mate?
I do.
All right. Have you got a joke, Pinky?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Right. I don't know if it's allowed though, but
fucking it's always allowed.
It's always allowed.
I'm gonna use one word of mine.
Okay, who's going first? Barney.
Well, we have to go from Pinky.
Oh, do we?
I don't have a joke. I'm fucked.
Go. Give it to us.
righto. This might have to get edited out, but anyway.
It's funny as fuck already.
Righto.
Why don't Asian kids celebrate Christmas?
Oh, why don't Asian kids celebrate Christmas?
They make the presents.
Oh, that won't get cancelled. That won't.
That's pretty
good.
I've got one.
So this one actually was sent to me by my partner's father, me soon to be father-in-law, and he sent this to me while I was on a shoot. Just sent it to me mobile.
Yep.
And he just said, "How does a Muslim shut the door?"
Don't know.
He Islams it. I had to, that was all I've got for you.
Yeah, gotcha. Righto, my joke is, what do you get if you mix human DNA with the zebra's DNA, you get kicked out of the fucking zoo.
Boom, boom. Oh, fucking
it's probably the best joke you've had on the show.
That's a really good one.
That is a good
that's
one.
That's a good one.
Do you want any other one? No, you're not getting it.
I'm going to give it to you next week. Save it.
All right. Why did Mrs. Claus divorce Santa?
Because too many hoes.
Yeah, she couldn't cope with all the hoes.
Yeah, this shit's easy.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, well done. Yeah. Well, you're not getting another one then.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to spoil it.
Why was the snowman smiling?
He saw the snowblower coming
down the street. Yeah, fucking boom.
Jeez, what did you get these off fucking Google?
Yeah.
Maybe. Right, I'm the stiff man. Get the fuck out of here.
Barney's. Big see ya.
Oh, fucking
fuck me.
I'll go last.
No, right.
Pecan Productions signing out.
I'm just going.
See you, bye.
See you, bye.
Hey,
see you later. Bye. Come on, let's go.